Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Kings on Deck. We haven't done this in a few weeks, man.
Yeah, I don't remember the last. Was it right before 4th of July, maybe?
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so. It's been a while. I mean,
it is the offseason, so.
Yeah, it's the offseason. We had some draft news, obviously. Gabe Zeal finally signed his contract with the New York Yankees, but some of the other guys did as well. Some of the guys in the recruiting class. I think it was a big surprise that one of the kids that got drafted like in the 15th round ended up signing his pro contract, which I think he got a nice.
Yeah, it was. Inch. Yeah. Yeah, right. There was a couple of surprises and then some surprises that actually ended up coming. So,
yeah.
It kind of bounced out.
So it was nice to see. I mean, they got good signing bonuses. So, you know, I would go too.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Pretty excited about this season coming up. We've got, you know, got a nice, I guess you can say a flip recently. Another 2024 kid, Brandon Dagoti, who committed to us. He was committed to Ohio State. I think they had a coaching change over there, if I'm not mistaken. And he ended up flipping over to Miami. A local kid.
Yeah, played in all the land, right?
Yeah, Belen kid. So his older brother played down here as well. He played he played for Barry University and for Long Beach State, if I'm not mistaken. I think he did a stint with the Padres or the Astros with the Marlins. Still playing pro ball now.
Yeah, I think it's with the Rangers org now.
He might be with the Rangers now. Okay.
Yeah. The latest I saw, yeah.
Yeah, good little ball player. I coached him a little bit. Coached his older brother, Brandon Dagoti's older brother, a little bit as a little leaguer when he was like 12, 13. Always a good little ball player. So it's nice to see, you know, Dagoti come over. He's a good player, really good shortstop. I think it's a position where, you know, we need to kind of figure out with Jimenez leaving, obviously Urso going back to Tampa. Got some young guys that are coming in. Arrieziaga, I know that. I know Dagoti is also another option. You've got the kid, speaking of Barry University, what's the kid's name? He was playing at where was he playing now recently? He's playing in Carolina somewhere. Coastal Carolina or something like that, or
Greensboro, right?
Yeah, Greensboro. I'm sorry. Carolina Greensboro. Yeah, University of North Carolina Greensboro. Ogden, right? I think his name was Blake Ogden, I think it was something like that.
Jake Ogden.
There you go. It's been a lot of movement lately. So, but that's another kid that plays the infield. He'll probably play a little third base and whatnot and some other spots. But filled out the roster a little bit. I think that you know, they may still be looking for an arm or two, but I think the biggest question going into the for me at least, the biggest question going into the fall is who are going to be your guys on the mound, right? Your starters, your Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, those kind of guys. Who's going to be the guys that are going to come in there and do some things? You know, really big shout out to Daniel Covey, who made the All-Star game in Cape Cod, played really well from what I gather. Also, Max Galvin, who was an absolute stud. If you saw every other video I saw of him, was him hitting like a 400-foot bomb. So
yeah,
I'm really excited to bring him on campus and, you know, kind of put this lineup together. I think it's going to be really nice to see too. So,
but by the way, have you glanced at the chat?
Oh, wow.
Is he one guess at what's happening over there?
Oh my God! Look at him. Back to his usual self. Back to his usual self, freaking out over there. I'm not freaked out, man.
I mean, we have no starting pitching, but we kind of knew that. Like, I don't think we expected Gage or Rafe or even Herrick to come back. So I think that was kind of known. I don't think the draft really did that. Love the passion, man. We're like 7 months out from the season. He's fired up.
Not surprising, though.
Fired up.
Surprising coming from him.
Yeah, it's good. You need that energy. You need that passion. That's going to keep the program alive when you have your four seasons since 1957.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Guys like Eric that keep us on our toes.
Look, they're gonna have
more to seriously. Who's gonna start? Who's gonna pitch on this team? Like they still need. I mean, is there anything left in the portal at this point?
I'll be honest with you, right? I think I mentioned this the last time we spoke. Last time we did this was, I think it's gonna be very major league esque, where they're gonna throw guys for, you know, three or four innings, and go to the bullpen. They did solidify their bullpen. They brought in a lot of arms that can get you, you know, that can get you a couple innings here and there, right? So if you put all that together, it feels like a kind of a committee style pitching. Unless you get one guy that comes out and he absolutely, you know, just comes out of nowhere and looks like the guy for Friday night, I think you're probably looking at maybe Andrew Walters is your Friday night guy, right? I think that he might be the one because, you know, Cabo signed, which that was, I don't care what anybody says, that was a little bit of a surprise that he signed as a free agent. But then again, you know, you never know what the circumstances are or what's going on in life. But
yeah, that one definitely hurt. That one, yeah. That one was the one that really caught me off guard. So yeah, that was someone we kind of, well,
they're lefty. I think they got a lefty that throws pretty hard. I think that kid might come in and be one of your starters. I can't remember his name. It's Hugh. It might be that Hugis kid from Cincinnati. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know that committee shit is gonna work. Like I think you do need guys to.
I know
you're not gonna navigate the ACC is too tough of a conference to navigate. Like they gotta identify guys. They gotta be able to extend them into games. Like there's the only way you're gonna get through this. Because I mean, we saw obviously last year the bullpen was terrible, but you know we also saw you keep rolling the dice. Eventually, it's going to come up bad. And you need reliable guys that can eat like 5, 6, 7 innings.
Yeah.
And I don't see a single play. Like it's one thing to like, you know, committee your Sunday, which right. A lot of teams do, but committee the whole rotation. They got to get some dudes from somewhere. I don't know where, but
they need a guy that's going to give you at least six or seven solid.
Yeah, I mean, on a Friday, you know, get the weekend started off right.
Maybe Walters is that guy, right? I think that's what they want to kind of, you know, develop him for is to be a starter here. And I don't think necessarily to close or to, you know, be a back-end guy. I think he wanted to come here and be a starter. I know he's had some arm issues, though. So, you know, coming back from all of that and being your Friday night guy, that's a tough ask. From a kid, so, but you know, I mean, if there's anybody with the right stuff to be a Friday night guy, it's him, right? Obviously, I think he's got the best stuff on the team, and you know, if he can be that guy, then I think that you know, and do well, then okay, you've got you start off the weekend right, but who knows? There's too many unknowns right now in that pitching staff.
It's the one thing they haven't really addressed is, like you said, the starting pitching. There is like, you know, there's a bullpen there.
Yeah.
But I think, you know.
Jordan Vargas, right? He's coming back. Maybe that's a kid that might start, right?
Yeah, they just got to – I mean, there are some potential. No one with any experience, no one that you would trust. So it's really – it's going to have to – people have got to step up, basically, is the long and short of it there.
Brandon Oliveira, which is another kid who we saw get one or two guys out throwing cheese and then couldn't finish off the inning, you know? And then we'd get, you know, a 400-foot bomb would get hit off of him, and that was it. It was over.
Yeah, it wasn't – I mean, again, some of these – and we saw this with – oh, God, I'm spacing on the name now. Shout out to Melissa, so at least there's someone else in the chat.
What's up? Thanks.
Kane's Cats Heat's meltdown over there. So I mean, it's hard to say because we have, I mean, Florida, I forget the name now, but their ace from last year was basically terrible his freshman year, and they turned it around.
The Florida guy?
Florida State, sorry. I forget the name. Yeah.
Jamie Arnold.
He was terrible his first year, and then, you know, they turned him into the front of the rotation, one of the best pitchers in the ACC. So,
but I can recover from some money. Food is expensive. Now, hopefully in the next couple of weeks when this year in town for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm in town for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll in a couple of weeks. Actually, maybe we might do it at my mom's, though, because she's got a pool. In that pool, baby. It's too damn hot out here.
So maybe Oliver. I wasn't impressed, but again, you know, you can have basically what I'm saying largely is some people got to step up and take those roles.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I think my answer is no on this, but there's three. We have three pitchers in the that are in the portal that have not, as far as I know, have not gone anywhere else. Slade Naderman, Julian Hernandez, and Chris Diaz. Would you take any of them back?
Julian Hernandez.
You take Julian Hernandez back?
Yeah, I liked what I saw from him. that we saw at the beginning of the season. I know he got ended up hurt, and then I don't know what happened after that. I couldn't tell you, but I liked his stuff. He had, you know, he had some presence on the mound. He's a big kid, you know, threw decent, right? He was like maybe 90 to 92. You know, had some nice stuff.
Yeah, he pitched three innings, allowed one run, three walks, three Ks.
Okay. Yeah, I liked him, though. I liked his stuff on the mound. So I think that, you know, it's tough because, man, you know, just a couple of years ago, we had like three or four guys that threw 94 to 96, right? Mm-hmm. We had people. We had the skinny dude. What was the skinny dude's name? Really skinny dude. Tall, skinny kid. Raymundo. What was his name?
There was a guy named Raymundo, but I don't think he threw.
No, it was the tall, lanky kid.
God, I'm totally spaced.
Gallo. Raymond Gallo. Gallo.
Oh, Gallo.
Gallo. Yeah. Gallo. You know, and then
Who's he talking about that hit the portal?
I don't know. He's probably talking about Julian Hernandez. I know that's what we said.
They're saying there's three guys in the portal, Naderman, Hernandez, and Chris Diaz that have not.
I'm not sure what happened to Naderman either. I mean, he didn't pitch well anyways, but,
yeah. You
know, maybe he's a guy. Drew Dwyer is another guy that, you know, got hurt, but he was supposed to be our closer. Can that guy come back? Is he even still on the team? A lot of things are going to shape out in the fall, right?
Yeah, and we might be starting some freshmen too. I mean, that's the reality of it.
And that's okay. I mean, every team starts freshmen nowadays. So, you know, we've got our catcher. We've got what's his name? Tanner Scott. Is that what his name is? Tanner Scott.
Yeah. Scott, I think.
Tanner Scott was a pitcher for the Marlins that got traded today. Tanner Smith.
Yeah. Well, everyone got traded today for the Marlins. But there's no one left there.
Oh man, yeah.
Turn out the lights on your way out, man.
Oh my god, I think as the fall comes to an end, we'll talk more about who we see starting. You know,
that's true. We kind of gotta see, and then
because it's tough. Like, who's gonna play first now? You know, who's on first? you got Dorian at second. I think that's, you know, pretty locked in. You got Cuvée at third, unless he moves over to first.
Well, Cuvée can move around because we have options. Yeah.
We've got options at the corners because you've got Ogden, you've got Cuvée, you've got a couple guys there. Then you've got Marsh in the outfield with.
He can also play first, I believe. So that's another kind of flexibility piece.
Yep. We got Derek Williams from Wichita State, who's a big guy. Right. You know, we've got the kid, Tim Hudson, Tyler Hudson.
Todd
Hudson. There you go. Todd Hudson, big lefty bat. I don't know if he'll play the field or if he's just going to DH. So there's, you know, he's apparently just going to, you know, concentrate on hitting. So
yeah, I think he'll probably be the DH. I think Max Galvin also is an option. Max Galvin, we still have Villegas, right?
Still got Villegas. So, you know, I think the lineup is going to look. I'm okay with what that lineup is potentially going to look like. You know. If you get a catcher that hits 250, I'm fun. I'm happy with that, you know?
Yeah.
If you get a catcher that hits 250, 260, Tanner Smith kind of picks it up a little bit and he contributes a little bit that way, I'm fine, right? He's great behind the dish.
Yeah, and more so in as much as, like, you know, hitting, I would say better at bats, period.
Right.
We've
Because there's an ugly 250, and then there's an actual.
Yeah, and we've had an ugly half the lineup, which is strikeouts, idiotic swings and misses.
For sure.
You know, unproductive outs when they can move runners over. All that stuff adds up. So, yeah, you know, quality at-bats, even if you're not getting hits, make a difference.
Absolutely.
And we have not had those. We've had a lot of basically home runs and nothing much else the last few years, so.
Yeah, I think that once you start putting it together and you see what's out there, you know what? Now that I go back to it, you know what I'm most surprised about? There hasn't been a shakeup in the coaching staff at all.
I thought like it would be almost a voluntold situation, like because again, our coaching staff is very pedigreed; they have options on the major right. league level. So you figured, you know, let me just get the hell out of here.
Again, you know, maybe they believe in what they're doing here, right? Rob Cooper did a great job in the transfer portal, helping this program out. Obviously, Jonathan Anderson also did a good job in recruiting, along with the other guys, right? With Laz and with JD, and you know, I'm surprised Fenster's still around. Like you, I mean, he's a pro guy, man. So, you know, he stayed around. He's gonna have to, you know, they're all gonna have to get better. But the good thing is that there's cohesion now, right? This is year two, and I think that might be, you know, might have been, you know, hopefully it's the right move all along, but. It's tough to say yet. However, I'm surprised that there wasn't any changes, to be honest with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But at the same time, am I mad about it? No, I think that they're all great coaches. I think that it's hard to switch from coaching pro ball like Fenster was for so long. Even Laz to a certain degree, right? Laz came in and he had a lot of success with Nova the last couple of years, but you know, now you put him, he's not the head guy anymore. So him transitioning now to pitching coach again, you know, and the transition, there's a lot of movement. There was a lot of craziness going on there. They've settled in. This is the first, you know, they've gone through a year already of recruiting. Recruiting is going to change now significantly. The whole game of baseball, college baseball, is going to change now with the new rules now with recruiting and with scholarships and all that. So I think that's
going to be. We haven't touched on that. That's probably
the biggest news, right?
Yeah.
Baseball now has up to 34 scholarships that they can.
Yeah. Full ride for those that aren't aware, it was 11.7 scholarships before.
I saw someone write. It doesn't matter. Nobody can afford to pay the 75 grand a year that you, right, that's why it's a full scholarship, meaning
– yeah, that doesn't make sense, yeah. But
I don't get what you're trying to say there, yeah.
I mean, we found ways around it, but this will obviously be a huge, huge help. You know, you can get academic scholarships and, you know, there are other
– baseball, but for football also, right?
Yeah, football went up to 110, I want to say, which, I mean, they don't need 110. But for baseball, it's huge because now you can, you know, just put everyone on scholarship because before you couldn't. You'd have to kind of figure it out and then convince people to stay. NIL helped as well, because you can be like, look, we'll pay you plus your tuition. So this is a huge, huge help, huge for as you said, Miami is a private school with higher tuition. Will help there, hopefully help keep more of the kids home.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Keeping some of those kids home and then keeping some of those kids there, right, for the long run. It's, you know, some of those kids, I guarantee you, didn't have full scholarships. Some, you know, some of them come from, you know, families that make a little bit more money than others. So, you know, they may have been able to afford it a little bit better. But this changes things, man, because I'm going to be honest with you, right? I'm going to go a different route on this. There's a lot of players out there that are very good that I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think that they're going to be a little more, lenient per se on academics, and I'm not saying it in the sense that let's go get a kid with a 1.9 GPA and give him a full ride because he's an absolute stud. But if you got a kid that's like it's got like a 2.4, 2.5 GPA, and he's throwing 94 miles an hour, 96 miles an hour, right? That kid's usually going to go to Miami-Dade or Broward or BCC, you know, BCC or one of these JUCOs or one of these smaller schools where, you know, the standard, the academic standard like Miami typically has is not as high as UM. But now it might change the game in the sense that, hey, we can give you a little more – we can give you money now. You just got to do some things different. I think we can kind of oversee – we got to overlook that 2.5 GPA a little bit. I don't know. What do you think on that?
I don't think this impacts the academics at all because they just got to get into school. So
yeah, what do you have to get in? What do you have to get to get into Miami?
For a baseball player, I have no idea. For an actual student, you ain't getting anywhere close to. They won't even let you on campus with a 2.5 mile loan into a classroom building. But like,
I didn't think so.
I think the Canes. I don't know that we're losing people because of any kind of. I haven't. Of grades, I think.
I'm not talking about anybody in specific. I'm just saying in general, you know, if you don't have the grades, you can't get into school. You're going to go to a smaller school.
Yeah, but if you can't get into school, you still can't. The scholarship doesn't get you into school. It just means you don't have to pay for it if you get in.
Say it again.
The scholarship doesn't get you into school.
Oh, no.
There's a different standard to get in if you're an athlete.
Right.
So they still have to clear that same bar. It's just that now they do that, there's scholarship money.
Right. There's more. Well, I think that's what I'm trying to say is that if a kid can get in, but he couldn't pay the rest of that tuition per se, right? I think this is where that steps in, where you can get a full ride now, and that's where it helps in a financial sense. It doesn't. You're right. It doesn't help. It doesn't change academically. It's more about the financial aspect.
Yeah. No, and that's big because again, 11.7. They start splitting the scholarships up too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it's going to play a role in whether I go to Miami-Dade or whether I go to Barry University, although Barry has pretty high academic standards as well. But again, athletes are different, so it's still going to change some things. So I'd be pretty interested to see. I don't know what he said, like Christian De Los Santos. I don't know. Yeah, sure, like Christian De Los Santos. Yeah. Exactly.
Just sounds like about right.
Sounds right. Anyways. As we mentioned, Brandon Dagoti flipped from Ohio State to Miami. He's coming over. Very good shortstop out of Belen High School down here in Miami. Coming to play for the Hurricanes now, which I think that makes the shortstop position a little more competitive with Arezziaga and some of the other guys that are coming in to see who kind of takes over that spot there. So I'm really happy about bringing in Dagoti. I think he's gonna do well here.
Yeah, no, it's more depth at that position, like you said. But we lost both shortstops from last year. Not that.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. But it is two guys, you know, that we lost. So need the depth. I think. Oh God, I'm forgetting the name. We had one of our shortstops got drafted really high and signed, so that probably opened up the. The spot. I'm spacing on the name, but it's almost like a top. Five round pick.
No, Arezziaga.
Well, he went. I think in the 14th, right?
Was it okay?
But there was another. Oh God! I mean, we weren't even considering this kid because he was obviously going to get drafted high and go pro. But you still got to kind of hold a spot in case.
Sure.
So I think once he signed, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Ronnie Cruz.
Yeah. He was never coming here, but you also can't. You got to wait for that to be.
You got a scholarship. Yeah,
I think once that was official.
Right.
That's when they're like, all right, we can take the guy.
The other kid was King, I think was his last name, King, James King or something like that. Anyways, those guys, yeah, obviously those guys are going to sign, but
you still got to kind of just in case.
You know, we'll see. Anyways, we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Fall ball will probably, I can't believe fall ball's around the corner. Mm-hmm. Think about it, right?
Yeah.
Football starts when in October, maybe.
So apparently, we dropped Ronnie Cruz because he was going to Miami-Dade. Okay,
anyway. He didn't have grades. I mean, it doesn't surprise me either. So, sounds about right. But
didn't need him.
We don't need Juwan Krueger.
No, I mean, he didn't need the grades.
Yeah,
definitely. He's top. Top 4 rounds.
Speaking of shortstops and speaking of professional baseball, how about our boy over in Boston, Mr. Romy Gonzalez, doing some things over there, man? Playing really well for the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, I'm wearing it as an ode to obviously my favorite team. to a Kane. Now we got two Canes on that team, right?
Yeah, the manager
extension. And he's got Romy platooning at shortstop over there. He's doing really well. Yeah. Doing really well. So
yeah.
I think CJ Cephas is like the Barry Bonds of minor leagues right now. Because every time I get a tweet, it's CJ Cephas dropping a bomb or hitting a double. And when are they going to call this kid up? Just call him up already, man. You know, Slade Ciccone gets called up. I think he's in the rotation somehow over in Arizona.
Yeah, he got called up again today, I believe. So he's been, he's only pitched a handful of times, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nice. Good for him.
He's been bouncing between Triple A.
Caballo's doing well in the minor leagues. I know that Anthony Villar is a catcher in the minor leagues now, which is so weird, right? It's so weird to see him as a catcher. He's a second baseman. But yeah, he's a catcher in the minor leagues, doing okay. Have I been saying Andrew Walters this whole time? Andrew Walters is the older brother.
Yeah.
Brian Walters is the younger brother. So Andrew Walters doing all right over in Cleveland, one of their best prospects on the mound. The pro guys are getting it done, man. So hopefully we'll see some of them get called up soon. And what's his name? Dom. Dom is over in the Cincinnati Reds organization, doing really well, playing shortstop over there as well. So Mr. Dom Patelli is doing all right. So Freddie Zamora, I believe, is playing really well at shortstop as well for one of the programs. And you've got Carson Palmquist pitching really well for the Colorado Rockies system. what's his name? Chris McMahon, also I think he's with the Rockies as well, if I'm not mistaken, or he was. Couldn't tell you if he still is, but I think the biggest disappointment in the minor league system was the guy that was slated to like come in and be the next Grandal, the next big time catcher in the pros, was Alex Collins. Right, like I think he got called up his first at bat, he hit a bomb, and then he disappeared. So I'm not sure if he's even still playing pro.
Zach Collins?
Mm-hmm. Why did I say Alex Collins? Zach Collins.
Well, the former running back.
I know, rest in peace, passed away like last year. Zach Collins, yeah, Zach Collins, the catcher. I'm not even sure if he's still playing ball, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
A lot of guys in the pros, so hopefully we continue to do that. Miami's always been good at that, but when fall ball starts, I think we'll get a better picture as to what this team is going to look like, especially on the mound. As long as Ben Chestnut is not there anymore, so. Oof. That's it. Is he still on the team?
No, he's 15 years of eligibility are up. So
did he sign a free agent contract as well?
Got it. I'm not going to dunk on the kid. He's probably moved on to the next stage of his life. I'm assuming
he could be. He's probably going to be a great pitching coach. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyways, that's all we got, man. I don't think we got much more, but we did. We managed to get in like 30 minutes.
Hour, yeah.
Crazy, unbelievable. Anyways, we'll come around again.
Yeah, I'm not sure when, but when we have something to talk about, probably.
Yeah. So
we still need pitchers. So if someone shows up that can pitch,
yeah, if a pitcher pops up, we'll let.
By the way, head out to the light if you can pitch.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I can't believe I didn't even mention this. Shout out to a good friend of mine who I've known for many, many, many years. One of the best at what he does is now the strength and conditioning coordinator for the baseball program, for the Miami Hurricanes baseball program, Nick Soto. Shout out to him. I'm trying to get him on the show, but he is more complicated than the damn president of the United States. It's unbelievable. It's so hard to get a hold of him. But he's an amazing strength and conditioning coach. I think he's going to do some great things for this program, for the baseball team. And I can't wait to get him on the show and talk to him a little bit about what they've got going on and what type of program, what he's feeding these kids over there at the University of Miami. I know they need to they need a guy that knows what he's doing out there. I'm not saying that the previous guy didn't, but I think that knowing what I know from Nick, I think that they're in good hands with him. And I think that he's going to do some great things with that with that baseball program. He's got a lot of pedigree. He's worked with some big name guys. I know he's worked with a lot of pro guys, like Manny Machado, former pro guy Yonder Alonso, a lot of the local guys, but even some guys like Gene Segura, and some other pro guys. So he does some great work with baseball players, and I think that he's going to be a huge asset to that team, and you're going to see a difference in speed, in stamina, in strength. I think those are the things that, you know, stamina is very important, especially on that staff, right? If we can get some guys that can get out there and they can throw hard for multiple innings, I think, you know, you're going to see stuff like that. You're going to see a lot of different things, less injuries, I think is going to be a really important. So yeah, I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's driving me crazy, but he'll answer my text messages like at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm still asleep. Cause of course he's up by like 4 training these guys, and I'm over here. He'll text me at 6. I'm like, Nick, dude, come on, you know. And then he'll text me one time. I'll send him an email. I'll send him a thing, and he won't write back. So that's typical Nick. But he's a buddy of mine. I let it slide. But then I could talk trash about him on the air because he's a friend. So, but anyways, yeah, really good signing, and hopefully we'll get him on the show soon. Aside from that, that's all I got. And as soon as we can get him on the show,
yeah, that's probably the next show will probably be when we can get him on. So
yeah, exactly.
Stay tuned for that.
There you go. We'll see you guys later.
Yep, see you.